questions.
I don't know, what do you want to do with questions? Wait until the end or do it now or?
I don't know if it's necessary to talk about it now or during the steering committee.
Or just conversations after, just to keep to time, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Because I mean, some of it might also be answered in further work packages too.
Yes, I have questions.
I have a question about the photographs and the videos.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how much we do this type of videos. Are you going to send us something, guidelines about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the videos are also something that your work package is working on. So maybe that's something where we can collaborate on, like if there are to be guidelines to, and what kind of things we want, because something I didn't talk about is this cultural landscapes part, just because we really, you know, need to focus on certain things, but then if we want to also collect data on cultural landscapes, like in depth and all of the other outcomes, like this 3D modeling and things like that, so it gets really specific, and then we can collaborate with those who kind of do it. Because these are really questions to everybody, and so it's really good that we can discuss them.
So, just one question. So we are going to follow the VERAP platform, Edens, and no more.
I didn't understand the question.
So in order to introduce the inventory, we are going to use VERAP, only VERAP.
That's the way we've understood it from the very beginning. If we have understood it wrong, then we can discuss it, but it's that's the way I read, my colleagues read, and I think also you read the application.
Yeah, but it's certainly, but it everything in the project anyway makes its way into VERAP, but the input, if the input is mapped and it is mapped where it just goes directly in, then that takes a step out of anybody's work. So if anything is archived or anything is collected and it's already the fields and everything is all aligned in VERA, then that's a step where we don't have to map an extra step to the archive.
Because if this is the decision, I don't understand why we spent 3 months with nothing to do. If the decision was to use the VERAP, that is already done.
Well, it's not. I wouldn't say it's done. It's certainly like
done by another partner, another coordinator. That is you.
Yeah.
It's an avenue.
Well, yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
It's continually developed. So the development has been ongoing and.
So we have to talk about the theory.
Yeah, but I'm just going to say one thing. I think it's also a topic for the steering committee, but from what I've understood, and I wasn't the kind of person who was really hands-on in the application procedure, but we have been very clear from the beginning that we do not have the kind of know-how to build platforms like VERA. We can coordinate the data collection, but we can't build like systems of this kind.
Yes, I understand perfectly, but if you are an anthropologist and ethnographer, you know that one thing is the database and another thing is the method to and the criteria to select those informations to be included in a database.
Yes, and we have
And I expected that an ethnographer, anthropologist, send us criteria, send us a model to select. This is our expectations, because if your role is only put things in the database, so you are not needed.
I don't think I don't think this is an exact and accurate description of the situation or of the collaboration we've been having or of the discussions we've been trying to have with different partners. But I think we kind of need to move on. I'm happy to discuss these issues. I think there are fundamental questions about how the different parts of the project kind of link together. And it just sadly happens that they are more kind of these contradictions are more obvious in Work Package 2 because they are, it is at the intersection of various packages. I'm happy to talk about these things. I've been trying to talk about them for months. We have had meetings to discuss them. I don't think the WARE Act looks exactly the same today as it did when we started the discussions. It's been developed. The way I see it is a normal kind of procedure, development of things in collaboration based on the needs of a particular project. What it means in terms of work month or things like that, you know, and maybe I'm not in a position to comment on this, but I do not agree that, you know, nothing has been done and we are just rewriting on what other people have done.
Well,
yeah.
We're going to talk about
yeah,
this.
Good.
We need to move on. To keep the time, so Work Package 3 is ready to go.
Buenos dias.
Okay,
so yeah, we're just gonna have a look quickly to the new guidelines for the second round of submitting 3 more cases of good practices. So you have this document, we already seen this document, you have the abstract, is that moving?
Yes.
Again, like what do we understand by good practices, like all the introductory parts is there. And then here we have the steps for this second round. So just to make it clear, we have 2 deadlines here. The first one is on 8th of November, and that's for filling the form.
Can you do a Zoom or something? Because
yes.
Yeah, it's in the bottom.
Everybody has this document, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you see it now?
One more time.
Yeah. One more?
One more.
No, one more.
I've got glasses.
There? Okay. So that's the first deadline to submit that form. The form is just a Google form. And the link of the form is right here. So you just go into the link, you'll find the form, and it's just like 10 questions. It's pretty short. And then we will give you feedback like, oh, okay, that case you selected for the inventory, it fits the basic requirements and you can start working on your case. Then we have the second deadline, that is the 13th of December. That's the deadline for submitting your final document with the case, okay? And then we updated the geographical repartition or distribution. We basically, we are asking, like, so far we have not received cases from Africa, Asia, and Oceania. So it will be nice to get a little bit of diversity as well, like more geographical diversity. And this same diversity, we would like to have a little bit more of diversity with materials as well. We got really beautiful initiatives. Most of them are related to textiles, so it will be nice to have initiatives that work with ceramics, wood, jewelry, or metals, or so just to have a little bit more of diversity in the materials. And then we have some general new guidelines for this task. Something important is the format, because, for example, we got some cases that they are pretty interesting, but the format is completely different to the one we already have in Culturality, like the font type, the size, the space, all those kind of stuff. They might seem pretty small, but they're actually a lot of work, and we can't just fix all your document and change all the format because it's a lot of work. So yeah. For example, if you have a creative idea about intangible cultural heritage, or it could be something virtual or music or whatever, that's fine. But just try to stick to the format and also to the table of variables and indicators, because there are some like basic guidelines so the whole inventory can have structure. I'm gonna show you later. Yeah, then we have the thing with images, because for this inventory we are asking five images representative of your chosen case. Again, we need just to talk about the copyrights. It's very important that you have the consent from the artisans and the initiatives, because they have to know that some of these pictures are going to be published. So it would be nice if you ask we need to always ask for consent. And all the topic of consent and copyrights, we need to discuss it a little bit more. Okay, so here we added just a summary of all the items this second round needs to have. Have the name of the project, locality, region, province, entity, or individuals involved, type of cultural heritage, and also something important is the language. So we got some cases with your local language, and we need to translate it into English. So that's also important because it takes a lot of time to translate, or we don't understand, or so it's important to translate everything in English, but it's also important to keep the native terms or concepts in the original language. So in the sample case I uploaded about the Mayan weavers, there are some concepts or terms. For example, huipil. Huipil is a Mayan blouse, and it's important to have the local name of this craft because due to respect of the artisans and which what it represents, right? But then in brackets, you can just put in English, huipil means Mayan blouse. So these kind of stuff is also very important, is to keep the essence of the local language and the essence of the local meaning of the stuff, but with the translation in English, so all the partners and readers can understand. And then the references as well. References are also important. Bibliographical references about the initiative.
If they have references, bibliography references, it's important to write in the...
Mm-hmm.
Is there any reference style we should follow?
No, for the moment, no. I don't know if
we can use a path for distance.
Abath.
Yeah.
Okay.
Abath.
Yeah.
ABBA.
What's that?
ABBA is a style of, it's like a format to do references, and there are softwares that do it automatically for you, but ABBA is just the style, it's an APA.
Maybe you can introduce the link to the APA style.
You can use the Google Scholar for generate automatic the APA format.
Yeah.
If you click, like, for example, cite this article, this reference, it gives you options, like if you want APA, APA, or any other style. But we're going to upload it, we're going to put it in the form as well, so it's fine. Okay, and then we have the annexes. Here, this is important. So here we have our table of variables and indicators. So these are the basic variables your case needs to have. Related to the heritage, innovation, sustainability, community appropriation of the cultural heritage, positive impact of sustainable tourism in rural areas, and replicability. So we had a conversation about this yesterday, but if someone has a question, we can discuss it later as well. And here, we included that same table, but with all the description of the variable. So for example, tangible heritage values, indicator, and some examples, just to make it more clear. And something really, really important is the ethical considerations. So when you are selecting your case, just think about if that initiative is respecting, imagine that you find a fashion designer, but the designer is plagiarizing local design, so that is a little bit dangerous. We can include that in the inventory, right? So ethical is always very important. You can find good initiatives as well, but if they are not sustainable or So that's always very important. So all the ethical considerations are also there. And that's basically all. Where do we see each other in, how do we see the work package 3 in 6 months? Basically, in those 6 months, at the end of those 6 months, the inventory of good practices needs to be finished. Mm-hmm. And we are going to have our second round of rule of support. And we are just talking right now that it's also important on the 25th of October, we also need consents because we are going to take photos and videos. So the consent form is, it's important to have it.
To record the practice.
To record the rule spot, to also, so we can give you feedback. And I'm going to give the questionnaires to everyone. So I also need a consent form. We need, all of us, we need consent form for the rule spots. Something, another important thing is that what Catherine was saying about having the banners, because during the rural school we're going to print some banners with culturality and have it in the rooms during the activities, during the presentations, and so that's also something important. That's basically all. I don't know if someone has a question.
Short question. We have sent you 3 good practices.
Mm-hmm.
You want 3 more. Is the deliverable about the amount do we have? Is it from the project? Do we like have to have? Have you written in the in our Bible that we want 80 good practices?
Yes.
Okay, let's bring them there.
Yeah, it's part of the. And the deadline is the 13th of
September. Yeah. This is more communication question, but if you're already setting up the banners and everything, is it possible to share it that not every partner then develops their own style and form of this?
So do we have time for this?
So can I ask a question about scale projectors?
We have a question over here. Listen up, we have a question over here.
Great, so I wanted to ask about the scale of the projects that we're looking at as examples, because we have a lot of contacts where there's individual makers who are doing projects to support local manufacturers, etc., etc. So I'm just wondering, what scale are we looking at? Because I'm concerned of this overlap between the practice of a maker and how much they're doing broader work in the community, or what?
That's an important question. So the scale or the impact, it's proportional to the context of the town or the rural context. So for example, in Santo Adriano, our council is very, very small, and if we find an initiative that is doing a positive impact with the neighbors, with the town, it doesn't matter if the town is small, it's how valuable the impact is, like inspiring neighbors or helping to populate again this small town that was a little bit abandoned, for example. So it doesn't have to be extremely big or completely international, but just to have some positive impact or in that rural environment. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, sorry. So we've been prescribed countries, each of the partners have been prescribed a country to base their research on. Could we propose a different country that we have less of a desktop connection with? So we're connected to countries, international countries, which meant that the research could come from the field level as opposed to the desk level. But they're not necessarily assigned to our colleagues. So could we go,
I think
we have connections with Thailand's Men's Museum. Can we not do these Africa and
Ireland,
yeah,
and you do Thailand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what you could do, for example, is you can check the partner who has the country you know about, and you can contact your partner, like, ah, look, you can contact your partner and tell your partner, like, ah, look, I know a lot about food initiatives in Indonesia. I have contacts. If you want, I can give them to you, or we can switch. But the important thing is always to have diversity, because
this is permitted that we can.
Yeah. As long as we keep the diversity, because we need someone else to take to do something from Africa as well, or from Asia. We don't want to lose this diversity, because we don't want an inventory of European initiatives. You can contact your partner.
It seems crazy because I'm just the information.
Yeah, you can just contact your partner and say, that was any other questions?
Maybe it's the same.
We have another question over here.
Now, if it's possible to have how the good practices that you collected are available for everyone.
Yeah. You can share the first list in order to not replicate or to fit some whole
Other partners have the list.
Maybe
because
we were not expected.
We're going to share it with you.
Thank you. But
it could be very useful for us also.
We're going to share it with you, and also the sample case we uploaded. There are really nice initiatives. So also, thank you so much, because we have very nice initiatives from different countries. I think it's going to be nice and valuable as well. So, thank you for submitting your cases. Another question,
no? Is there? So, I really love what you're doing with the good practice case studies and the geographical spread and the diversity and all of that. But I mean, from my understanding of what we said we would do, it would be good practices kind of with regard to just project scope, as a whole. And it seems that, like, each of the ones that we're looking for at the moment are kind of quite small places that are kind of self-contained studies. And the thing about that is I think that there's also a case for kind of thematic diversity as well, so that there may well be like a case study which is an example which is good for doing research. There might be a case study that's good for holding in an archive. There might be a case study that is good at illustrating how you do an exhibition, or how you relate to an international project with lots of partners and all of those sorts of things. I mean, specifically, my concern is more with the digital, which isn't mentioned in the questionnaire and all of that sort of stuff, but actually is an important topic. And there are projects or initiatives that you could look at which are specifically focused around digital and cultural heritage, or digital and curation and so on. And so I just think that we're in the danger of it being kind of sort of a little bit one-dimensional in terms of the types of case studies.
Girls? Sorry, it's just that question is important. So, okay, so yeah, with the initiatives, for example, that's the thing. Let's take as an example that virtual museum, for example. So even if it's virtual, the initiative, as long as it's having also an economic impact that is related to these core variables and indicators, it's fine. But we need that initiative or idea or case that you have to fit some of the basic variables and indicators, because otherwise we're going to have an inventory completely different, and it's going to be a little bit tricky to standardize a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as long as we manage to get the geographical diversity, because I can find very cool initiatives from, I don't know, Panama. but we already have cases from Latin America, so, and we need Africa, for example. So, like, we would like to have a diverse inventory. And it doesn't matter if the initiative is digital or virtual, because...
But rural.
Rural initiative. That's important as well, that this initiative, if it's virtual, that it's having an impact in rural areas as well.
Quick question on that, because I get that all these criteria are important, right? But I'm not sure that it's necessary, or that it should be necessary, for every case study that we look at to tick all of those boxes. Because there may be practice which is very relevant and important, which takes place in a city, which can be applied in a rural, which can be applied in a rural context. So I don't think we should exclude that experience. So I agree absolutely with the checklist that you've got, you know, but I think it's okay to say, so here's an example of good practice, which is great on replicability, for example, which is great on diversity, but what didn't take place in a rural rural area, or alternatively say,
but that's precisely how the inventory is going to be available, because we're trying to find and search for initiatives that are having a positive impact in rural areas. Because if we only focus on initiatives that are in urban spaces, we're not like innovating a little bit. Okay, we're trying to look for alternatives in rural areas. So we're doing our best to research and to find initiatives that are having an impact in rural areas, because we understood that's a little bit of the
problem. Sure,
our task.
But to take another example, you talk about replicability, right? So if it's possible to conceive of an example that is strong in a rural context and that there's lots that we can learn from, but isn't particularly replicable. It just seems to me that the sort of negative aspects as well as the positive aspects are things that we can learn from, and so we shouldn't exclude from the inventory examples which don't tick all of the boxes. We should include the examples, and it's a relatively good comment to say, look, here's an example of practice which was very successful in these aspects and unsuccessful in these aspects. What can we learn? What can we learn from that? And if we say, well, we're only going to have ones that are successful in all of the criteria, then we're excluding an important part of good practice that we can learn from.
Well, so far all the cases we got, they matched all like the variables and the indicators. So
maybe because we were good and we did what we were told, but there was other ones that mostly matched but didn't all match, that we didn't evidence. So we were always thrown into the textile industry because we couldn't switch it to a different discipline because it didn't match all the other
areas. Mm-hmm. As much as possible, like if you can find, because the table is a guideline, so as much as possible, if you can relate your case to the guideline, then it's going to be valuable. And that's the point of the inventory, like you see cool initiatives that are doing a lot of stuff with these kind of variables and indicators. Because we could just find any other initiative then. We could just include every initiative we find out there. We could get like overload with cases and initiatives from all over the world. But we need to have some sort of filter to find valuable cases as well.
I need to move this forward, but we have to move this forward. So I think this is a really good conversation because everybody's involved in it. So let's continue that out with what we're going to get. Work back and forth started and rolling.